Hi, is this Mr. Bush?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mr. Bush, my name is Corey Mueller. I'm a detective with the Creevecourt Police Department. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Corey. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent. I was wondering if you had a few minutes to chat with me about an incident that occurred at Chaminade back in November.
Oh, absolutely. Hold on one second, okay?
Sure.
There, you better hold on. You know what? There's stuff at the top of the steps. If you guys would need to go down.
Okay.
So you can start on that, and then we'll do that. Okay, Corey.
Okay. So here's the situation. I'm the investigator assigned to this. We have it categorized as an assault report, which took place in the gymnasium at Chaminade High School between you and a 10-year-old. I subpoenaed the school per their request and the law firm that represents them to get a copy of the surveillance footage, which I have just had a chance to review. And I wanted to give you an option here. This isn't, of course, the crime of the century. I'm not going to treat it as such. And I wanted to call you first to provide an explanation of my thought process and maybe see if we can come to terms with some sort of agreement in this investigation. So we do have evidence to support an assault fourth charge, which is a municipal offense here for the Creevecourt Municipal Court System. And we can go about that one of two ways. And I wanted to maybe, this is where I was going with this, is feel out what your thoughts are. So I could mail you a summons to appear in court and avoid having you come in and speak with me and things like that. Or if you feel as if you would like to have your side of the story heard and would want to come in and tell me that in a recorded interview setting, you'd be more than welcome to do so. And we could just give you that same summons to appear in court when you leave here. There would be no booking procedure where you're fingerprinted or booked in with an arrest or anything like that. So it's kind of up to you. I wanted to give you a phone call and this morning and feel out what your thoughts were and maybe get an idea of where you would want to take this. So I'll kind of open it up to you and let you tell me what your thoughts are. I know it may be a lot to process, so you can ask me any questions you'd like.
Sure, Corey. So I take it then I am being charged with an assault. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it'll be through the municipal court system of Creevecourt. It's not like an assault that's going to be prosecuted from a prosecutor standpoint with St. Louis County where it's a felony or a misdemeanor. It's just a municipal charge. Of course, we have no intentions of making this a public incident or releasing any video or anything silly like that. So we just want to, I yeah, and so let me tell you this first off. The reasoning behind this is I've been inundated lately with a lot of very serious crimes. Our detective bureau is very busy. So that combined with what I just watched on video doesn't warrant anything further than just what I described. So.
Okay, and who is charging me exactly so I understand?
So it would be parents. They were the ones who are reporting the incident on behalf of their son because he's a juvenile.
Okay. And so I'm just trying to figure out where it goes from there.
Well, so that how it would go from there would be whether we decide to go the summons route today, where I mail it to you, or whether you decide to come in at a later date and speak with me here. We'll aside from that. Those two options, what happens there is that there's a court date provided, and either you and or an attorney on your behalf can appear at the court date, which would be an arraignment night, where you would either plead guilty to the offense or and pay a fine, or you would then request a trial. And if you didn't plead guilty to the offense, then you would request a trial through the municipal prosecutor, and a trial date would be set, in which you would appear in court, tell your side of the story. The FOBs would be there to tell their side of the story, and whomever else the prosecutor would decide to have come speak, probably me as well. Just maybe my overview of the video, that sort of thing, because that's really all my
Right on.
involvement's been thus far. So.
Okay. So if I pleaded guilty, I would be Would there be a misdemeanor charge?
No, it would be a municipal charge. So, well, technically, yeah, it would be a misdemeanor, but not a felony. So, yeah, it would something along the same lines as you know, a driving offense. Let's say you're cited for speeding. It's essentially how it looks.
I see.
Only instead of the speeding charge, it would be assault fourth, which is just basic, the most basic assault that is out there. So,
right. And then that would then cause me to have to pay a fine, and that
right.
would go on my record as having.
well, you you know, that's where I wanted to also explain this. You might request, and I haven't checked out anything on you yet. I don't know if you have any criminal history or prior arrests. If not,
I do.
Okay, so with that being the case, you might seek counsel from advice from an attorney. And certainly a possibility, if you've got no prior arrest history, would be what's known in the criminal justice world as a suspended imposition of sentence, meaning that you know, you're put on a probationary term for maybe a year through the municipal court system, and the terms of that would be, you know, no further acts of aggression or violence or anything, contacts with police. Upon completion of that, then there would be no you know, nothing on your history. Arrest history as far as this charge is concerned.
Okay, would I need an attorney for that, or would
yeah.
that be
they would be the ones who would basically not bargain for that, but request that. And I think, and again, I'm not an attorney or you know, involved in the courts at all, so you know, I'm not supposed to give advice, but my understanding of how that process works is that, you know, you would plead guilty to the offense in exchange for that probationary period in which, you know, it's referred to as a suspended imposition of sentence, meaning upon the completion of the probationary term, then the charge goes away.
Okay. Is there a chance you could speak to my attorney and
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's do this then. Let's still go with the two options, and I'll explain those again to the attorney whenever you have him call me, him or her call me, okay? And then moving forward, I'll just go based off of what your attorney requests. And, you know, we'll keep the line of communication open between you and I, of course. If you wish to call me back for any reason, you're more than welcome to do so. But moving forward, I won't call you again, just because we like to keep, you know, your rights in mind, of course. If you're working through an attorney, that kind of trumps my communication with you. But I'll do my
I
best.
I know, when you bring these attorneys in, it causes all kinds of things that happen.
It can be streamlined with effective communication, and that's kind of what I pride myself in, is being able to really strip things down to their most basics, basic form, and we'll get through this together. So it's not gonna
Well, I appreciate that, Corey. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that I'm looking at here thinking this is going to be some big gigantic investigation involving, you know, more than what it entails. I quite honestly just don't have time for that, and I wouldn't. That's not my style anyway. So that's why I, in situations like this, reach out to all parties involved and explain it to them in most simplest terms, so that we can make an educated decision moving forward. So.
Okay, I mean, do you want to go? You want me to give you my side of the story now, or tell you exactly?
Let's do
what
this.
I did see the. I did see the video. I think it clearly shows that the boy punched my kid in the
right.
face when he wasn't looking, and that's when I kind of stepped in and I grabbed the kid by the shirt and I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And, you know, tried to talk to him, but he was, you know, saying, "I can do what I want. Leave me alone."
Right.
And I said, "No, you're not going to go back, and you're not going to do that again. That's bullying. You can't do that stuff." And, you know, that's when he tried to walk by me, and I said, "Let's talk about this and figure out why you would do such a thing." And then he punched me in the face, and that's when I, you know, kind of got a little bit more aggressive.
I saw,
"You're
yeah.
out of here."
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, no, I mean, that just makes sense. I think that's a very reasonable explanation. You know, after I've watched the video, I think that really, you know, parallels what I saw on film, so... I don't have any issues with any of that. It's just the simple fact that, you know, we have a process to go through. So
I understand. I completely understand. What do you want to do then, Corey?
Let's do this, Mr. Bush. Let's have you consult with an attorney if you've got one. If not, you know, take some time and get a hold of somebody. Give them my phone number. Have them call me. You know, you of course filled them in on the details yourself. And then I will come to, I'm sure, some sort of understanding with the attorney, and we'll have a plan to move forward on this, hopefully, by later today or first thing Monday. So.
Okay.
And just do me a favor. In the meantime, don't stress out about this. Don't make it up in your mind to anything that it's not. It is just a pretty basic case, and we're not gonna, rest assured, we're not gonna treat it as some sort of gigantic ordeal. So.
Well, that's great. I mean, a lot of people, because of the name and the situation, would try to blow something like this out of proportion. So
no, that's totally not my style. I'm not that type of person. I'm a big believer in treating people as you'd want to be treated. It's kind of how I go through life. So, as
Thank
a father
you.
And everything else, given the circumstances, I can understand. So, I can at least see things from your perspective is what I'm trying to say. So
great.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Corey?
It's Mueller. It's spelled Mueller. And my first name is Corey, Cory.
Okay.
And I'm a detective with Creve Coeur. And I'll have my phone number for you when you're ready.
I'm ready.
314-872-2543.
I'm going to have a guy by the name, the lawyer's name is Robert Husted.
Okay.
So he'll be giving you a call. I think he gets in around 8:30 this morning. I'll give him a call and ask him to call you, and we'll go from there, okay?
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Bush. And if you need anything else, just give me a call back, okay?
I appreciate that. Corey, thank you. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.